You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. In a recent board meeting held on Wednesday, Tips Industries has given the green light for a buyback of its equity shares. The company plans to repurchase up to 5.95 lakh equity shares, amounting to a total worth of ₹37.2 crore. The buyback price is set at ₹625 per share, representing a substantial 21.3% premium over Tuesday's closing price. The record date for the share buyback is yet to be determined. The buyback will be executed through the tender offer route, wherein the company announces a fixed price at which it intends to buy back shares from existing shareholders. For the unversed, Tips Industries had witnessed a remarkable 72% surge in net profit during the December quarter. Meanwhile, Man Industries India Limited on Thursday announced that it has secured a new order worth approximately ₹555 crore for supply of various types of pipes. The company, in a regulatory filing, said, quote, "This order reflects the robust business environment and showcases the trust of the customers they have in the company's technological and executional capabilities," unquote. With this, the total executed order book as of date stands at approximately ₹2,000 crore. The order is to be executed in the next 6 months. Earlier this month, the company had announced that it had bagged orders worth approximately ₹525 crore for supply of various types of pipes. Moving on, GPT Healthcare IPO made its debut on the bourses with a premium of 15.6% at ₹215. The book-build IPO raised ₹525.15 crores from the investors. The company opened the IPO for bidding to offer 28.3 million shares on February 22nd and closed it on February 26th. The stocks of the company were seeing a premium of 9.14% in the grey market. It is an unofficial market where shares trade illegally before listing. The market participants track the grey market to take cues. The shares of the company got listed on both exchanges, BSE and NSE. GPT Healthcare set the IPO price band at ₹177 to ₹186 per equity share. In some more market news, the Index Maintenance Subcommittee of NSE Indices has implemented numerous adjustments to NSE indices, notably replacing UPL Limited with Shriram Finance Limited in Nifty 50. At least five stocks, namely Adani Power Limited, Indian Railway Finance Corporation Limited, Jio Financial Services Limited, Power Finance Corporation Limited, and REC Limited, have entered the list of the next 50 influential group. Shriram Finance Limited secured the place in Nifty 50 due to having the highest 6-month average free float market capitalization within the eligible universe, serving as a replacement for UPL Limited. These changes are set to become effective from March 28th at the close of March 27th, 2024. Over to economy, foreign direct investment inflows in India declined 13% to $32.03 billion in April-December 2023, dragged down by lower infusion in computer hardware and software, telecom, auto and pharma sectors, according to the latest government data. FDI inflows stood at $36.74 billion during the corresponding 9 months of the preceding fiscal. Inflows during the October-December quarter of the current fiscal, however, rose by 18% to $11.6 billion, as against $9.83 billion during the same quarter of 2022-23. The total FDI, which includes equity inflows, reinvested earnings and other capital, declined by about 7% to $51.5 billion during the period under review, against $55.27 billion in April-December 2022. The data from the DPIIT showed. Next up, in technology, Apple plans to share its grand AI plans with the public later this year. CEO Tim Cook said during the company's recent annual shareholder meeting, Cook has been fairly vocal about the potential of AI, especially generative AI, even if Apple on the whole has maintained a staunch silence on it while rivals Google and Microsoft, and now Samsung, move to outpace it with consumer-facing products and use cases. According to a Reuters report, the Apple CEO has reiterated to investors that the company sees incredible breakthrough potential for generative AI, which is why they are currently investing significantly in this area. He further added, quote, "We believe that we will unlock transformative opportunities for users when it comes to productivity, problem solving and more," unquote. Lastly, the share market. The benchmark equity indices ended Thursday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 82.95 points or 0.38% to settle at 22,034.10, while the BSE Sensex jumped 195.41 points or 0.27% to 72,500.30. The broader indices ended in mixed territory, with gains led by mid-cap and large-cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended higher by 157.75 points or 0.34% to settle at 46,120.90. PSU banks and metal stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while media stocks shed. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.